seconds, Zach. We have a little bit of to come out and finish that song for you.
Start it from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Zach.
Roll.
Okay, Greasy, come on out.
Now go nice. I'll be back snapping this hole right there, cause I'll sing it, I'll bust both ends. I got to finish it once. We had an argument back there about it, but I told him I was going to finish it. Because there's some good-looking people out there, I tell you they are. Yeah, I'm going to start right there. Uh-oh. Another one of them gnats got under my pick. Down the street, tell the neighbor buddy, but the chief of police, you gotta step it up and go. If you ain't seen fighting like a leg, oh, step it up and go. I had a little gal living in low, used to love me, but you don't no more. You gotta step it up and go. If you ain't seen fighting like a leg, oh, step it up and go. Make a living by putting on the edge, you gotta step it up and go. If you ain't seen fighting like a leg on, step it up and go. My baby calling and I gotta go, gotta step it up and go. If you ain't seen better, knock a leg off, step it up and go. Yeah! Oh, man.
The Blues, Mary McLean.
Sound.
Cameras, you want to get a slate? You got it. Hey, Brooks.
Okay. Is everybody happy? Everybody has a good time?
Yeah.
Is everybody say, yeah, man?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, again.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. That's why our hands together. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have you read the
Okay. Thank you all for the nice round of applause. She's an incredible singer and great piano player. We're going to have Mary come out and do another song, a different blues for you. I mentioned earlier we're going to try to do things twice, but for the performer's sake and your sake, we're going to just do all the routines at once. It'll be a little better show. How are we on magazines and sound roll? Okay, we're going to have Mary back out for you with the Slim.
Are famous all over the country for their work in many, many areas of country music. But the reason that we at the Smithsonian invited them here today was because at one time, Roy Acuff started out, he began his career in show business, like many other performers, in the old-time traveling medicine shows. So the Smithsonian tonight really wants to welcome Roy Acuff, who has done so much else in American popular entertainment, but at one time traveled with a show a little bit like this one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are so nice. I'm glad that you people over here in Bailey, North Carolina, invited me and my friend Charlie to come over and relive my days of the medicine show. They were some of the most happiest days, I guess, that I have ever spent in country music and in the entertainment world. It's a lot of fun to work on a medicine show because, as I did then, mistakes, that's what makes the medicine show good. It's making mistakes. Nothing is ever perfect around a medicine show. You just go on and have your fun and hope the folks all enjoy it. And you just, a yo-yo is pretty good. Yo-Yo's a pretty good side man for you. But I've got a better side man here. Charlie Collins does a great job. I was on a med show back in about the years of 1932 or 1933. I know I don't look that old, but I am. But I'll have a birthday for long, and you'll find out maybe just about what my age is getting. But anyway, the happiest days and the happiest time of my entertainment, I believe, was spent on the medicine shows in Upper East Tennessee and in the western part of Virginia, in that part of the world. And I worked with a doctor by the name of Dr. Hauer, H-A-U-E-R, and we sold Mocketon medicine. And it was good for you. I tried it. It was good for me, good for the doctor. We all took it, and we loved it. But I learned a lot of show business, and that's how it got started. How I got started in country music, really. In the entertainment world, was on the med show. My very first experience and work was on a medicine show, and these are the type of things that we were doing back then. Here's one of them. Thank you.
holler, jerk the knocky old tail and grab him through the collar. Whoa, mule, I say, I ain't got time to get you now, you're not run away.
That's it. That's the way we've done it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I want to do for you a number now that back in the days when I first started in the medicine show business was a very popular number in country music and on medicine shows. They worked it a whole lot. Some people call it the Greenback Dollar. Some call it the East Virginia Blues. Anyway, let's see if you like my version. I'll let Charlie do the work. I was born in East Virginia, South Carolina, I did go. There I loved a pretty little maiden, and her age I did not know. Oh, her hair was brown and curly, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast the tears I have shed. Now I don't want your greenback dollar. I don't want your watch and chain. All I want is your heart, darling. Won't you take me back again?
This is Charlie Collins.
Johnny, is this box a problem?
Cameras? I don't know anyone. Is this it?
Yeah.
Okay, Doc. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Clifton Comedy Company. We've come to your city to stay 1 week, bringing you clean, moral, refined entertainment, which is absolutely free. We also bring with us a company of 14 performers, each and every one an artist in his or her line. But more than that, they're all ladies and gentlemen and can conduct themselves as such. There'll be nothing seen, heard, said, or done that will mar the impunity in any way, shape, form, or manner of the most fastidious little lady in the community. You can come down here every night with just as much impunity as you go to church, that is, if you do go to church. We were sent here by the Finley Medicine Company of 4151 Olive Street, St. Louis, Missouri, for the express purpose of introducing and advertising their product. Now, we have just two products. That's the Hospital Tonic and the Instant Liniment. The Hospital Tonic is a harmless preparation consisting of roots, herbs, leaves, gums, bark, berries, and blossoms, including ginseng root, Diana Emma leaves, cinco, sulfamedda berries, iron phosphate, cajun, mandrake, Canadian snake root, bitter apple, Chinese dragon flower, and jimico oil. Now you're going to say, will it cure everything? Well, friends, if I were to tell you that we had a cure-all, then I would certainly be lying to you, and I'm not going to lie to you. In fact, if we had a cure-all, we wouldn't have to come out here with a medicine show. We could set up in some small town or city, and in 3 days' time, we'd be having more business than we could handle. Friends, if you've got Bright's disease of the kidneys, don't you buy a bottle. It wouldn't do you any more good than that much rainwater. I'd much rather you wouldn't have it. Actually, it's good for three things and three things only. That's the stomach, the liver, and the kidneys. The three principal blood-making organs or any disease arising therefrom, such as sour stomach, indigestion, constipation, female weaknesses, rheumatism, catarrh. Any disease arising from a disorderly stomach, impure liver, deranged kidneys, with the exception of Bright's disease again. Now, friends, throughout the week, you're going to hear people calling me doctor. And me, I assure you, I am not a doctor. I did attend Northwestern Medical School for 2 years, but I'm not licensed. I'm not allowed to make calls. Soon after that, I decided I didn't want to settle in some small town or city and hang out a shingle, but I would prefer to go down into the highways and into the byways in an attempt to allay the sickness and suffering that mankind is heir to. And friends, if you could look as I do upon that vast multitude of people that I see going to and from me daily, people that I've taken off in canes, off in crutches, out of the sick bed, you might say snatched off the operating table with the use of that tonic, then you wouldn't blame me for preaching. Now, some people say, I don't see how you sleep at night. You lie, you steal, and you swear. And I guess that's true. I do. I lie in my bed at night and I think of all the good I've done throughout the day. And I steal away from bad company and I have the quiet thoughts to myself. And I swear that's the greatest tonic ever offered on the market. Now, for me to, all I know actually, the stomach, the liver, the kidneys, and that's all I want to know. For example, out and back here I have a car, a Buick, and as long as it'll run, I can drive it. But if it stops, I don't get out and try to fix it. I just hail the first passing motorist, and he may turn over just a wire, a nut, or a bolt. I'll put my foot on the starter, and it'll go along all right. Now, if Mr. Buick had made that car with stomach, liver, and kidneys, then I could have fixed it. He didn't. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know. Now, for me to earn my salary each night, it's going to be necessary for me to say just a very few words about the product, and I promise you I'll make it just as brief as I possibly can. But tonight, I'd like to say just a few words about the subject of rheumatism. How, as a general rule, it's treated, how, as a general rule, it's cured. On either side of that lumbar spine, there are two little organs. When in a healthy condition, they weigh from 2 to 4 ounces. These are known as the kidneys, or in other words, the sieve of the human body. Their duty in the body is the same as a sewer system is in a large city. That's to cleanse and purify the blood. Now, let's suppose that good, rich, healthy blood comes coursing through the veins. The kidneys are not in a condition to handle it, and in turn, allow too much uric or lactic acid to go out in the system. This, in turn, crystallizes, becomes like a lot of powdered glass. In fact, if I were to take that light globe up there, pulverize it, powder it into the very finest of glass, then take and cut an incision in my wrist, fill it full of the glass, sew it up, it would heal up, and to all external appearances, seem sound and well. There'd be just one difference. I couldn't take medicine into my system strong enough to dissolve the powdered glass. But if the uric acid is properly treated, Then it can be driven back into the circulation. Now, you're going to say, how do we do it? Well, I'm not going to tell you that a good hot liniment, properly applied, will not bring you temporary relief, but only temporary. I've had men come in my office back there with rheumatism so bad they couldn't raise their arm above their shoulder. They'd say, I haven't been able to get my arm any higher than that for weeks. And I'd bare his arm and shoulder, and in 3 days' time, I'd have him rubbing with the instant liniment. I'd have him put his arm high above his head, free from any pain. And he'd say, you'd cured me. You'd cured me, Doc. And he'd be elated about it. But I hadn't. I hadn't done anything of the kind. I had driven it from that particular point of the body to another point. Now, usually you'll find it settles where some part has been previously overstrained. If a man has done a great deal of lifting, for example, it'll settle in the small of the back, the lumbar region of the spine, and they say the poor man has lumbago. If it's a male man, it's done a lot of walking. It's along the sciatic nerve of the thigh, and they say he has sciatica. Could be in the face, neuralgia. I don't care what it is. It's always from the same identical thing, too much uric or lactic acid in the system. Now, I do have a preparation that will cure that condition. Why? Because it goes right to work on the kidneys. Puts them in a strong, workable, healthy condition so they can perform the work which nature's intended them for. Now, it doesn't stop there. It goes to work on those other two organs, the stomach and the liver. And friends, let me say this. If it doesn't help you in 3 days, then it won't help you in 3 years. You bring it back to me, and I will still give you another dollar for the bottle. Now, I've had men come in there in my office and say, I haven't taken a dose of medicine in 5 years or for 10 years. They're proud of it. And you know, if a person would stop and think, they wouldn't make a remark like that. Just let me paint you a word picture that the smallest boy or girl in my audience can understand. Those of you that keep house, you have sitting at your back door what we call a slop bucket or a garbage can. You get through with breakfast dishes. You scrape it off in there. You do the same with lunch, the same with dinner. Now, just keep that bucket in that capacity. I don't care what you do with it when it gets full. Take it out, bury it, feed it to the pigs, but just don't wash it. Keep it in that capacity for just 1 week's time. Then I want you to see the filth that adheres to the sides. Smell the stench that comes from it and stop and think, ladies and gentlemen, I've been putting that same food into my stomach, not for a day, not for a week, a month, or a year, but for 5 years, for 10 years, and I've never cleaned it out. Well, I'll guarantee, friends, that the very first dose, the very first of that hospital tonic will bring from your body double handfuls of filth, slime, mucus, corruption, fecal matter, maggots, and even worms. Now, speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, not long ago, we asked the Finley Company to put in just one more ingredient into that product, something that would pass a tapeworm, head and all. And I'm proud to say that that condition now has arisen. I have some specimens in my office there, several of them, in fact. Just one moment, please. Greasy, would you please bring me one of those specimens, please? Right out here. Yes, that's right. I thank you. Thank you very much. Now, this one, ladies and gentlemen, came from a Mr. Adams. Mr. Adams in Sanger, Texas. A brakeman on the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. He got a bottle of medicine on Monday night, and on Friday he came down with this in a tin can. He said, my God, Doc, what's this? And I washed it and measured it. It is a tapeworm that measures just over 16 feet in length. And I have Mr. Adams' sworn statement in my trunk that he used no other medicine but the hospital tonic in the passing of that worm. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is just one more thing, and then I'm all through. One thing that I think makes that preparation stand head and shoulders above any other ever offered in the market. But unfortunately, I can't say much before a mixed audience of ladies and gentlemen. But I will say this. If there is a man within the hearing of my voice that goes to his home tonight and he sees that poor wife, sister, mother sitting there with her head tied up, and you say, Mary, what's the matter? And she says, nothing, nothing at all, John. Don't you believe there's nothing the matter. There is something, something. She's not going to confide in you. She's not going to tell you all her troubles. Well, you know the disposition of a woman. The majority of them will drag themselves around as long as they can keep going. And finally they break down, and then you have an invalid to take care of the balance of your days. Friends, I talk to you like I would my own mother, my own folks in my own home. And if I thought it'd do any good, I'd get down on this platform on my knees and I'd beg you to take that woman home a bottle of tonic. If you've got a woman at that, like that at home and you see she's on the toboggan, on the downhill path, you want to bring the roses back to her cheeks, make her step pick up, make her feel like she should again, you'll take my advice and take her home a bottle of that tonic. Now I'm going to have our agents pass among you just one time and one time only. The price, so low you cannot afford to miss it. It's just a dollar a bottle and 100 votes for the most popular lady or baby in the community. I'll ask you to raise your hand, turn on your lights back there. Just raise your hand, it's a dollar a bottle and 100 votes with each bottle. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you.
Close the door. Close that door. Doggone, I'm getting back out here where I can find somebody at. You can't talk to people back there like that. You got to get out here where there's a bunch of them. Now, I just sitting back there wishing I'd have brought my brother up here with me because I didn't know it was coming this nice of a time. I'd have brought him along with me. You act like I ain't got a brother, but I is, though. Yeah, I got a twin brother. Me and him look so much apart, you can't tell us alike. His name's Bill. Brother Bill, he's one of these fellas. He's kind of like a fella I know walks around. His mind ain't exactly right, you know. Kind of off a little bit. They ain't never had a job. I was over in town in Columbia the other day, and he called me and said, Greasy, I got a job. I'd like to give me a stroke. He ain't never had a job. I said, what you got, Brother Bill? He said, come over here. Rush over here in town. I went over there. He had a job washing windows on a 14-story building. 14 stories from the ground. Washing windows on the outside. I said, you ain't going to go and wash them windows? He said, yeah, the man give me the job. I want you to go help me. I said, yeah, I'll help you. Me and him got a bar of soap and a pan of water and went clear to the top. Yeah, he raised the window and got me a long board and poked it out the window, and Brother Bill climbed out on the board on the outside with the pan of water, and I sat on the board on the inside. He said out there and wash, and dropped the soap. He said, Grease, I dropped the soap, go get it. I got up to go get the soap. When I got to the bottom, old Brother Bill had done been there. He's bogged in the cement up to his ankles, head in first. I ran and got the doctor and brought him back. Me and the doctor pulled him out and propped him up side of a pole. Doc looked down at him. He said, son, I hate to defy me, but your brother is dead. Brother Bill raised up. He said, I'm a dog for his either. I said, shut your mouth, boy. I reckon the doctor knows his business. You can't fool them doctor men. I know it. My papa was a doctor man. He wasn't one of these pill doctor men. He's a rubbing doctor. If your head hurt, all my papa had to do is lay his hand on your head and the pain's gone. If your arm hurt, just lay his hand on your arm and the pain's gone. Leg hurt, just lay his hand on your leg and the pain's gone. He went to the grocery store where in Columbia the other day and laid his hand on a sack of flour, and it's gone too now. He come on the outside and met a rubbing doctor as good as he was. He met the chief of police, and he laid his hand on Pa's head, and Pa's gone too now. Ain't seen him since. I better get me. I want to do this here little number, though, before I got this here thing going too far in here. I want to get one kind of like that I used to do back yonder. You know Roy Teacup, Roy back there. Me and been good friends a long time. Yeah, he don't owe me nothing. I don't owe him nothing. He ain't got nothing. I ain't either. Me, so me and him divided. Yeah, he's a good fella, though. I said he's been at it a long time. He sell that stuff, too. Yeah. That's good stuff. Then look it up. Look what a good-looking man made out of me. Sure it did. That's where I gets all my good looks from. The medicine doctors. This young, a little song entitled Feed the Baby on Onions, and you can find them in the dark. Got 49 women, all I need is one more. Got 49 women, all I need is one more. And when I get that one, baby, let the 49 go. A woman will follow you right to that jailhouse door. And when you get there, say, baby, don't love you no more. Yeah, they'll do that every time. Head down to the depot. I looked up on that boat. Head down to the depot. I looked up on that boat. Said, good time, yeah. Better on down the road. I let me be your little dog. Baby, till your big dog comes. I let me be your little dog. Baby, till your big dog comes. When your big dog comes, you can tell him what the little dog